16 Democrats refuse to return FTX donations to failed cryptocurrency exchange. By Wendell Hasebo on December 16, 2022. Many Democrats have rushed to offload FTX donations from the failed cryptocurrency exchange since its former CEO Samuel Bankman-Fried was charged this week for violating campaign finance laws. Bankman-Fried and FTX executives donated $70 million to political campaigns in the last 18 months, Open Secrets estimated. According to disclosures, Bankman-Fried personally donated $40 million to left-wing initiatives. Some Democrats have refused to return the money to FTX and have instead donated or plan to donate it to charity. Donations to charity do not eliminate any potential claims of fraud, however. The bankruptcy trustee could still ask that donations made by FTX donors be returned if courts determine Bankman-Fried and other FTX executives committed fraud, Bloomberg reported. Attorney Elon Neuwaux believes the major factor in whether politicians will have to return the money is based on if fraud or fraudulent intent was a part of FTX's downfall. Bankruptcy courts will likely have the ultimate say in the matter. Given that donating the FTX funds to charity does not eliminate any potential claims of fraud, campaign finance attorney Brett Koppel told the Associated Press on Friday it would be prudent for Democrats to reserve or earmark the money given the high likelihood the bankruptcy receiver will be seeking their return. According to media reports, Democrats who have chosen to donate FTX contributions instead of returning them to the failed exchange are Election Denier Representative Hakeem Jeffries, DNY. Representative Pete Aguilar, DCA. Senator Cory Booker, DNJ. Senator Joe Manchin, DWV. Senator Debbie Stabenow, DME. Senator-elect Peter Welch, DVT. Representative Josh Gottheimer, DNJ. Representative Salud Carbajal, DCA. Representative Joe Negus, DCO. Representative Josh Harder, DCA. Representative Kim Schreier, DWE. Representative Richie Torres, DNY. Senator Tina Smith, DMN. Senator Alex Padilla, DCA. Senator Dick Durbin, DEL. Reps. Chuy Garcia, DEL. On Tuesday, U.S. prosecutors charged Samuel Bankman-Fried with violating campaign finance laws, according to an 8-count indictment. Bankman-Fried was the second-largest donor to Democrats in the 2022 election cycle, behind mega Democrat donor George Soros. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.